Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no, everyone. Once again, mahalo to all of those of you out there who are tuning in tonight. 99.5 FM, The Word, and this is Free Inside Ministry. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. You know, such an exciting week. We've been building up to the greatest outreach ever in the state of Hawaii's history. Going to be taking place this Saturday. That's this Saturday, July 27th at two sites, Aloha Stadium and also Kapolei Fairgrounds. We're going to be opening up the gates at 10, but let me give you a secret. Go early, okay? You didn't hear it from me, but go early. You know, our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for a hope and a future." And that verse is not only for me and for those within earshot, but everyone who walks on this beautiful creation that we call Earth. Hallelujah. We also have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And for those of you that are still surfing the wave of social media, we have a Facebook page, which is very popular. And the Facebook page name is Free Inside Ministry. Try to make it as easy as possible because I forget a lot of things. You know, this past Saturday, and I just want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters that are on the other side. You might be sitting on the edge of your bunk. You might be lying in your bed, or you just might be looking out at that window where you're at, be it in Waiava, Halawa, FDC, OCCC, or maybe even out at WCCC. Want to give a big shout out to all of those of you who are tuning in regularly. And give a big shout out to Chaplain Tammy and the woman at WCCC for such a wonderful evening this past Tuesday night with Christ the Farai as we came in there with the Holy Spirit and by God's grace was able to get revelation, share in their testimonies that each and every one of them, including their leader Mark, all the way down to Obi, that were able to give their heart-wrenching testimony. You know, when people just throw their guts on a table, all you can do is say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Because it's by the blood of Jesus and the power of the words of your testimony that others will be saved and brought into the kingdom. Hallelujah. And it was, as Brother Mark was sharing, some of the revelation there that night, he had never even heard from his fellow group members. That's the power of Jesus. That's the power of the Lord that we serve. But, you know, in Molokai last week, we had the largest outreach ever on the island of Molokai. And it was like everyone showed up at Kauna Kakai Ballpark. And the reason I'm talking about Molokai, because that is the trampoline. That was the vault for this week to get us excited to be back on the island of Oahu, where we'll be distributing 45 million tons of food. Not 45 million. That would be a lot. That'd be newsworthy. But 45 tons of food is still worthy. And the reason I know it's 45 tons of food, because in each 40-foot Matson container, there's 22 and a half tons of food. Yesterday, we unloaded all 45 tons with the help of about 3 to 350 military personnel that came up to our church at First Assembly of God Red Hill to help us unload the containers, knowing that it's going to reach those that are in need this Saturday, along with the thousands of pairs of shoes. We had the daddies, we had the mommies, we even had the kids walking up and down, filling those bags of groceries, praying over the bags as they're being filled so that the people that would receive them this Saturday will be touched by the Holy Spirit. And I want to make an announcement to all of those of you that are tuning in, and for all of those of you who have phone time, call your families up. Tell them, go to Aloha Stadium on Saturday. We will be giving free full physicals to high school student athletes. If you play any high school sports, you know you need a physical. But if you don't have medical coverage, that's pretty much out of the world. So we are giving that once again only at the Honolulu site, and we'll be giving away vaccinations also. Let your families know tomorrow if you get some phone time. Get the word out. Let the neighborhood know. Get down to Aloha Stadium Saturday at 10 a.m. for Convoy of Hope Hawaii, a day of compassion. But my brothers and my sisters, we are so privileged because this is not anything about what Bulla does or what Lynette does. It's about what the Lord does through us. And it's about many hands making light work. It takes hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers to make a day of compassion a reality for our local brothers and sisters that are in need. But we're so privileged and so honored to have in the studio this evening Pastor Cameron Hero from the island of Molokai. He was our site coordinator. He was my MacGyver. He was my everything on Molokai. You see, Molokai, we don't have a Walmart, okay? I don't have Long's Drugs. I cannot walk down and buy one Sharpie pen. I'm not saying Pastor Cameron can invent Sharpie pens, but he comes pretty close to them. So, Pastor Cameron, I want to give you the mic. Please say hello to our listeners tonight, but just why don't you open up, let the listening audience, let our brothers and sisters, our brethren out there, know what's going on in Molokai, how you got to being the pastor of your church, and then just start sharing about the miracles that you yourself witnessed or you heard on the island of Molokai, because your hands-on, I mean, we blew in, blew up, and blew out, but I think the groundwork was laid. I think the seeds have been planted that with the nurturing and the loving touch of God himself, I see change coming to Molokai. Welcome once again, Pastor Cameron.
Aloha, Bula. Thank you so much for having me here today, this evening. And yes, Heart of Aloha Church, that's where I'm at. I'm the pastor, and it's been quite a journey. In fact, I know several years ago I tried to run away as a pastor because the Lord was tugging at my heart. I felt like I wasn't qualified. I couldn't do it. I wasn't good as everybody else.
You're the best. You know, you're the best. Come on, man.
When the Lord calls you and tugs at you, you know, if you have an open heart and you're willing and obedient, you just step forward. So, you know, the journey has been an exciting one. You folks also helping us out with the Convoy of Hope on Molokai. The people are so overblessed, overflowing. I've had testimonies and praise reports coming in as they come in from the front gate. I had someone tell me, you know, I came into the front gate and I felt like a rock star.
Amen, amen. Like hospitality team, baby.
I gave it up to the guest services that were up in the front
right.
And they were just making every. He said he felt so welcome, and it was genuine and sincere. I mean, that's what was happening. As soon as they even entered, they felt special.
That's right.
You know, we even had kids. I had grandmothers calling me up and letting me know, you know, the shoes that you guys were giving away, my grandson slept with it. I said, what? Your grandson slept with it? You had kids walking out of the gate, and they were looking at some of the aunties helping out in the grocery area. Mm-hmm. And their hair was all moosed up because we had Paul Mitchell and the students there cutting hair.
And, they did some wonderful things because normally we just cut, you know, just do a little quick cut. But man, they were using like the gel, and they had kids with their hair standing straight up, and the smile was from ear to ear, and just unbelievable. Explain what it looked like around that tent, because that in itself was a sight.
Oh my goodness! I mean, we had a hexagon tent, and we had orange fencing right around, and for a moment I looked in, and it almost looked like they were looking at a zoo. like they was looking at something in a zoo, because
that's
they were
right.
all surrounding. They were in awe. Mm-hmm. You know, the couple words that come to mind is like shock and awe. It's like, oh my goodness, all of that was happening on Molokai. There was one child that was walking out, and he looked at his foot, and because he had new shoes, he looked at the auntie, big smile. He had backpack on his back, and he was walking out all joyful.
Now, you know what was interesting, Pastor Cameron, if I could just interject, mm-hmm. is, you know, a lot of times, you know, and I'll go back to one of those meetings where one of the gentlemen next to me, might have been your brother, he kind of nudged me and told me he had two cows, and I thought I was proud. I said, whoa, that's great. In my mind, I'm saying, oh, he's a beginning rancher. God bless him. And the meeting keeps going on, and then finally we're talking about the food. Now, normally, because we serve 20,000 plus on a wall, all we can do is hot dogs, because, I mean, I don't know if you ever serve 10,000 hot dogs, but it's hard to get food into their hands. So the beef stew wouldn't work too well, but in Molokai, it worked great. But, you know, I'm from the city, born and raised here. So when somebody tells me they got two cows, I think they got two pets. You know, but then we started talking about the slaughter date and the butcher date. And I was thinking, wow, we got to go kill something. And the guy nudges me again, goes, I got two cows. And I go, and what? And he goes, bro, beef stew, slaughter, butcher, my cows. I go, oh, bless you, brother. Thank you so much. I mean, I just don't think about it. But the site was at the Mitchell Paole Center on the site. There was like 10 propane tanks. I mean, industrial size woks. And they're cooking like 500 pounds of stew meat. I mean, where does it? You guys do that all the time? Because it looked like they know what they're doing. I mean, I was like amazed by the chop chop party the night before, and then the cooking process itself.
Oh, Bula, you making me laugh. Yeah. In any case, it was. We do that often.
Ooh,
you know, we have people that donate their cows. We actually have a slaughterhouse that's all legal and official there. That they actually process the meat, they wrap it, and so yeah, we had about 500 pounds of beef. We did the beef stew and rice, and it sure went. It was an awesome, awesome thing there at the food service booth.
And I mentioned the hot dogs. We ended up buying hot dogs because they ran out of the stew bowls. But oh, the hot dogs are well represented in Mortal
Kombat. Well, you know, we served almost 2,300 plus people there. And yeah, we did end up going to the hot dogs towards the end. Beautiful thing happening also in the kids zone, just stepping on that area. Mm-hmm. You know, we had Hawaiian Hope was an organization that donated some computers, and that person there was Curtis Cropar, I think, and he donated about seven computers. And they were, all, you know, they were
free.
And they were just, it was like a door prize. Here's the kicker. There was this girl with the father that went into kids zone. She won a couple books, Hello Kitty. Mm. She wrote in her book a prayer, I want a computer, Lord. She looked at the father and told the father, I'm going to win a computer, Dad. The dad just shrugged it off. And guess what happened?
Hallelujah.
She won the computer.
Holy.
The last computer. These are just, you know, she told her dad, I'm going to win the computer.
And she put that in a prayer.
Yeah, she put it in a prayer. She wrote it in a book. She spoke it out and she won. I mean, these are just little miracles that are happening, but it's tangible. It means a lot to people that are coming. So yes, we're giving away tons of food. Yes, we're giving free haircuts, but really it's more than just that. It's touching people's lives spiritually.
Well, you know, one of the true miracles, and I think he can attest to that, Pastor Cameron, being on the island of Molokai, you know that the physical battles that your island faces, and every island and every city and every society faces, is merely a manifestation of the battles that are going on in the spiritual realm, in the heavenlies. And Molokai, for various reasons, has many of the statistics that we're not very proud of, but it's a reality. The one thing that I saw as being a miracle that I saw was just a bright, shining ray of light in the darkness. To have everyone sitting together at the same table with one thought in mind, to help each other out. To me, that is a miracle, knowing that they can work together and do things and accomplish so much more. I think that might have laid the foundation for greater things to come. What do you think?
I believe that. So, you know, so often when we get together like this and have a common accord, you know, where there's unity, God commands a blessing. And I believe not only the body of Christ, but what was interesting about this event is that we had companies, organizations, that we had the whole community.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as a body of Christ, you know, needs to go out and reach,
That's
you know,
right.
reach the lost. So
That's right.
how do we do that? We partner with the organizations.
Partner. Very good
and
word.
So they were working side by side with us. And here we are witnessing to them, talking to them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And these are where relationships are built.
Yes.
And we come out of the four
yes.
walls and we go out. And it's just a venue for we as believers in Christ to really you know, do what we say we believe in. And so I think it was an impact for
well,
that to happen.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, as I've always said in the past, no one business can do this, no one agency, no one church. And definitely not the government can do this. But if everybody combined their efforts together, and that's when I say two words, and that's but God. But God can make it happen. You see, and when you were talking about being in one accord, I support that because I have a Honda Ridgeline truck. But, you know, even for those guys in Fords and Chevys, too, that also, we're not talking about vehicles. We're talking about spirit. Just want to get that straight to our brothers and sisters listening tonight. He's not talking about selling one accord. It's about the spiritual fabrication of your heart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what the wonderful thing about Molokai is the grace. You know, they may be lacking in opportunities economically and jobs, but the one thing they're not lacking of, Pastor Cameron, you can
yes.
attest to this, is the spirit of Allah, the spirit of love. And, you know, someone said, Bula, you know, the Bible has 66 books, thousands of chapters. How could you define the Bible in three words? And I said, very easily. He said, really? I go, yeah, I went to Kamehameha 12 years. I always make things short. But the Bible can be translated into three simple words. Jesus loves you.
Mm.
And I think that's what we were able to see. See, a lot of people in Molokai, they're so curious. They're so anxious. How can you do this? Why are you guys going to do this? Why? Because I remember in one of our initial meetings, I know there's a lot of trepidation, there's apprehension. And I know we don't got resources in Molokai. I didn't say we was going to ask you for money. I said, I need your help. I need you to partner with us. And that's the beauty of Convoy of Hope Hawaii, is coming into a situation like the island of Molokai. I truly believe to the core of my soul and the innermost being of my DNA, Molokai has been changed forever.
Absolutely, Bula. Absolutely. You know, not only the Convoy of Hope, but that also transition into the Message of Hope the
message
next day.
Of Hope. Now, that was probably the most people ever in one church setting, I would say, right?
I'd say they had 600 plus Ooh. People in one area. And you know, it was brought forth, the word was brought forth by Pastor Waxer and Pastor Guy. And, you know, here's a really neat one.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm working with some of the workers, the volunteers and leaders through Convoy, see, not only is this for the so-called honored guests coming in, But there's an impact for those that are volunteering as leaders, for they themselves have challenges just like the rest. I mean, they still have financial, they still have marital, yep. they still have relationship challenges, and yet they still put others first and still push forward. And there was one woman that was helping us, and she was having challenges, Bula, mm-hmm. you know, with her relationship, uh-huh. and she had a son with her. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, they both went up when they called, you know, for Jesus to come into
hallelujah.
Their heart. As they escorted both of them to the prayer tent mm-hmm, and the counselors mm-hmm. are praying over them, you know, the 9-year-old son said, Lord Jesus, I need you.
Hallelujah.
On his own accord, hallelujah. He called out loudly, Lord Jesus, I need you. Please help my mommy and daddy. And so even at that, you know, we think we have all of these free things coming mm-hmm. about, but really it's about people's spirits and their right. soul.
It's about their soul. It's about eternity, you know, and it's just like if we can get that into the mouths of the young people so that they feel that they have hope, that there's a plan, they do have a future, that it's not endless and senseless in front of them. One of the other wonderful things was the Concert of Hope that Pastor Randy and Eddie were organizing. And, you know, I've gotten to know the group Christ Safari a little bit better through being on Molokai and then taking them into the women's facility on Tuesday night. You know, and for many years, I'm thinking Christian reggae. Oh, come on. That's an oxymoron. How can you have Christian reggae? I mean, the lifestyle isn't even Christ-like, you know. Well, after being with my brothers and my sister and Brother Mark and, you know, Obi and all you guys, I realized the only thing about the oxymoron is I'm a moron. You know, because all you guys do is take the spirit of the Lord, take his songs, and give it a reggae beat. And even at the volunteer rally, he had everybody dancing. In fact, I still have the video that I'm holding against our sister on the morning station, 95.5 Dawn of a New Day O'Brien. I got her doing some reggae moves that would make anybody proud from Jamaica or that part of the world. I'm not going to put it on Facebook, I promise you, Donnie, but I might be hungry for lunch next week sometime. But Pastor Cameron, you know, the countless hours that you've invested in that and keeping everything together. My brothers and my sisters, you know, I don't know if you're as old as me or you have old thoughts like me, but during the 70s and 80s, there was a song that says, we don't need another hero. Well, you know, I changed those lyrics to, we need another hero, and Cameron showed up. You know, and he's Mr. Resources on Molokai, but he is the living evidence of God's love and Christ's love, because it's not about... It boils down to relationship, you know, and I left religion a long time ago to have a relationship with Jesus. And church is not where we go. Church is who we are. When I see the way that people interact, the way they come up to Pastor Cameron and hug him, it's genuine. It's like they know that this man cares for their soul, that he cares for their family, and he cares for their children. And he's not preaching from the pulpit. He's just living the life that would be honorable to Christ, as we all should. But Pastor Cameron, you know, we had, even as I watched the volunteers prepare their vegetables, I never seen that many people chop vegetables. I mean, to me, I had to take a picture of that. Because how many pounds of potatoes did we have there?
I think we had about 400 pounds of potatoes and 200-300 pounds of carrots and bags of onions and celery. And, you know, you hit on a good point, Bula, because we all have gifts, skills, and talents. It's just that we have to have opportunities to be able to use it. Mm-hmm. If it's cutting vegetables, good. Yep. If it's cutting meat. Hey, if you know how to cook the beef stew, great. You know how to cook the rice, great. If you know how to serve it, great. It just gave everyone an opportunity to be able to serve the way they could. And with smiling faces.
That's the one thing. You know, in all the pictures I've seen from the Convoy of Hope, the Concert of Hope, and the Message of Hope, everybody's smiling. I mean, just so you can see the love of Jesus coming through them. And it's just, there were stressful times. I mean, you know, the kids online got a little bit long, you know, and stuff at sometimes, and the connection that grows. But everybody had the joy of the Lord. The connections tent, and I was telling Hugh Duncan from the National Convoy Office, was literally a connections tent, because the people sitting down to pray with knew everybody coming. Say, hey, come here, sit down, talk to her. Get over. What are you doing? Come on, let me go pray for you. Get over here. You know, and that's so unseen, because the island of Molokai is so small. Everybody knows somebody. And you know what? To me, that is Christ-like. The only thing is we change the message into telling them that what's waiting for them is eternity with Jesus Christ himself. Because I don't think we ever want to see any of our loved ones not get to heaven, but yet we still a little bit hesitate for telling them about the salvation that inhabits our heart. But, I mean, I want to give a shout-out to your wonderful bride, your beautiful bride. you know, I don't even see the 30-year difference between you and Jackie. But, you know, she's such a support, you know, and behind every successful man is a gracious queen. And Jackie, you are the gracious queen. In fact, you know, we send our regards to you for putting up with Cameron for so many years, but we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And your family, yeah, how big is your, I mean, you must have had like 30 relatives. I mean, everybody, I said, oh, I'm Cameron's cousin. I'm going like, oh my goodness, this guy owns Molokai.
It was so interesting because my sister flew over from Maui. And,
that's the one. She was a Pastor Scott.
She was talking to Pastor Scott, talking, you know, Pastor Scott was sharing a little bit to her, some of his experiences awake. And by the way, who are you? I'm Cameron's sister. That was so funny when I got her email. So yeah, you should know you had breakfast at Kanemitsu's and you were, and my brother was there waiting on you folks. So
well,
relatives
and
are everywhere.
But
be
you know
careful.
What's funny is when we went to Kanemitsu's and he's helping us and then he tells me, but I don't even work here. And I go like, oh my goodness, he's handling my food. But Molokai is the last, I would say, the last outpost of civilization. And because you can go to New York, and New York's great and wonderful, but they can stay in New York. But, you know, the reason I love Molokai so much, and, you know, our sister Dawn, she said it so wonderfully. She goes, you might leave Molokai, but Molokai will never leave you. You know, because the heart is so genuine. You know, we go into Kanemitsu's one time for a meeting. We come back 3 weeks later. We sit down, and the lovely waitress, because Cameron's brother must have been busy. So the waitress comes, and she tells us, so you guys want the same thing? And I look at her like, we were here 3 weeks ago. Oh, I know. Yeah, you had the fried rice, you had the loco moco, and you had the eggs with the toast and the coffee. I looked at her in pure amazement and said, that's fine. We'll take that. Thank you very much. I mean, unheard of to happen in Honolulu. You walk into a restaurant, it's like you're fighting the battle just to get on table. And Molokai is just wonderful. But, you know, it's always about the spirit. And, you know, we have so many leaders out there that wanted to thank all of the volunteers, 589-plus volunteers, people that were in need themselves but yet came to serve their brothers, their sisters in need. You know, there's, of course, abundance of blessings and plenty for everyone. But, you know, it brings back that scripture, he who is last shall be first. You know, it's just that serving spirit. You can't teach that. You can't pound that into somebody. That has to come from their DNA, from what they're made of. And that's the one thing I talk about Molokai, is that giving spirit. But, you know, I'm sure you got other miracles and other testimonies. Cameron, there's so numerous to mention. Share a few more with our listening audience tonight.
Well, I mentioned about the father and the daughter there. And let's see, you know, in the concession booth, we were serving like over 800 portions of shaved ice and 800 portions of popcorn. I think we're blowing up the concession area for Molokai. That's a lot.
And that was all free.
It was all free. You know, we had kupunas walking.
Yes,
okay, they're walking
yes.
out. They're holding their groceries, one on the left, one on the right. And some of them have canes walking out. And so the leader of groceries said, Auntie, we're going to get a golf cart so that we can take you to your car. They said, oh my goodness, you guys make us feel like VIP.
Yes.
And then she turns around and says, yes, you are. You're a VIP.
Very
so from the beginning to the end, they were all treated with genuine love. And you know, Bula, when they first opened up that gate and you were there, you know, I didn't expect that, but, you know, Ron Showers, the national coordinator, said, come on, Cameron, you got to get up in the front because we're going to open up the front gate.
That's right.
And when he opened up the front gate, I was overwhelmed. I was totally, I didn't expect that.
We had a steady stream of people for almost 2 hours coming in. And the look on the kids' face, it was like Christmas, their birthday, Happy New Year, pop the firecrackers, everything, all in one. They just had that look of anticipation. And all of the parents and the kupuna that were coming in, it was just a look of gratitude. Just a look of gratitude. You know, I had so many kupuna come up and kiss me, say, thank you. I said, no, thank Jesus. You know, it's not about, and I want to share that with everybody, it's not about capability, guys. It's about availability. You know, the four words that will change your life forever is, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. You know, and that's all those volunteers did. But when you see those people come in, they know something good is going to happen. They know something's on the way. They just don't know what it is. But then when they have the physical, tangible evidence in their hands, when they have the shoes and they've got the haircut, when they had the portrait, when they had the shave ice, when they had all of those goodies around them, but they still knew that these people came for the love of Jesus to bless them and to love them. And I think the one thing that I learned in Molokai is just, we got to slow down. We just got to, and Pastor Cameron did a wonderful time with that. We got to stop being the Marthas. Stop worrying about this, worry about that, do this and do that. We got to be the Marys. We got to sit down at the feet of Jesus. We got to get right with our Maker. We got to get one with Him. We got to get our spirit in check, our heart in check, because we can be busy all day and miss the boat altogether. But Karen, share some more things that from Molokai.
Well, you know, as you were speaking, Bully, it just made me think about, you're right, so often we're so busy in our lives and we just have to stop and continue to trust the Lord that he will take us through. You know, the Bible tells us, trust the Lord with all our hearts and to lean not on our own understanding in all our ways. And I always repeat that. How much? Our ways acknowledge him and he will direct our path. So if we can have that trust in God, he will give us the answer at the right time. He will tell us to move when we need to move. Even in our prayers, he will answer our prayers in the right time. I just want to encourage all that, you know, God will make all things work to good for those that love him.
Amen.
To love him. And so as we continue to love upon him, like Bulla shared, and stop being the Martha and having to run around all the time and do spend time. Not saying, you know, anything's wrong with, you know, being so busy, but remember to keep the important thing, you know, first in allowing God to work in our hearts and to trust in him.
I think one of the things that I saw recently, a pastor had posted, keep the main thing, the main thing. I might be quoting Pastor Cameron Hero. He might not even know that. Yeah. But, you know, I got to remember, I want to, you know, Pastor Scott said something the other week that still stuck in my head. If you keep living in the past, you can stay stuck and stupid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how we are at Free Inside. We, you know, you probably have a lot of nice people come and speak to you. And they probably talk to you real nice. We don't talk nice. We just talk real. Mm-hmm. And because that's life, you know. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, I know it's Thursday. We're getting ramped up for Friday. Once again, this Saturday on July 27th at Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Day Fairgrounds, the tents are already going up. If your family's driving by, they're probably going nuts. They don't know what's coming because there's no carnival rides. There's no Ferris wheel. But that's the most tents you ever see at Kapolei Day Fairgrounds. And there's a big banner right up in the front telling them what's going on. Even though the gates open at 10, tell your families and friends to get down there early. And you didn't hear that from me. That's the big secret that nobody else can hear, but only those on the radio tonight. And we have a lot of services. We've got a lot of great things there for the family. And it's all free. Not going to cost you nothing. Somebody once said it's like going to the 58th State Fair and I have to drop no scripts, nothing. I walk out of there, kids got happy, kids got full. Come down for a free lunch. Come down for some entertainment. Come down and just enjoy so that we can bless you. You know, it's just, we're so blessed to have Pastor Cameron here today. And if you're up tomorrow morning at 6:30, we are going to be on the Fish 95.5 at around 6:30 in the morning with our sister Dawn. She's half Tongan, half Irish, and all holy. God bless her. You know, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Get some rest. Bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, talk to Abba Father tonight. He wants to hear your voice.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.